Well, I was going to look at Daniel chapter 3 tonight, but I think we should look at Proverbs. O thou sluggard, how long wilt thou sleep? As a door is upon its hinges, so is a sluggard upon its bed. Daniel chapter 3. For those of you who don't know what's going on, Eileen overslept and missed ensemble practice tonight. And I'll be sleeping with a dog. Daniel chapter 3. Three men on fire for God. In verses 1 to 15, we see that they were different for God. Verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 3 score cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. The initial decree here. I mean, think about this. All these people are brought here for the specific purpose of the dedication and the initial worship of this image which he's setting up. Verse 3, then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So this mass of people is all standing around this image. Then an herald cried out aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So they're all standing around there, and this man cries out with this pronouncement, this initial decree here of what they're to do. You hear the music, you hit the deck. Everybody bows. And verse 6, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. All except three. Three lonely people standing while everybody else is on their face. That's different. They were willing to be different. You been there? This is by no means comparable, but I've attended funerals and stuff in Catholic churches, and I don't kneel with them. I stay seated. It's uncomfortable. Especially when the person behind you is putting their hands in your back. Because I'm sitting and they're kneeling against the pew behind me. And they're all looking. But I'm not going to kneel. I'll stand, but I won't kneel in the Catholic Church. But like I said, that doesn't begin to compare to this. Because there's no fiery furnace that I'm facing. God needs some people that are willing to be different for him, that aren't afraid to be different. And for most of us, it will never mean a fiery furnace. It'll just mean some strange looks, maybe some snide comments, maybe a little bit more than that, but nothing compared to this. So verses 1 to 7 was the initial decree. Verses 8 to 12 is an insidious disclosure. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Do you ever wonder where Daniel was? You didn't? Bunny? Did he bow? Everybody's here of importance. Could it be the den of lions was his second opportunity to pass his test? Can't prove it, just throwing that out there, but it seems strange that, I mean, these guys in this high level were there. Why wasn't Daniel here? And I can't answer that conclusively, but it's just a thought. But they don't bow, and now the accusation is made against them. And we finally have the indignant demand, verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, maybe you didn't understand me the first time. Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, maybe we caught you by surprise, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? So they have the demand, the indignant demand now. I'm going to give you one more chance. Let's see how this goes. But not only were they different for God, they were daring for God. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. When you're different, you have to go the next step sometimes to be daring, to have the courage to put God to the test, and to be willing to let God put you to the test. Doesn't matter, God. We're going to serve you. My fate's in your hands. I trust you with it. Thirdly, they were dedicated to God. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These guys were favored by him to this point. But now it's changed. And now it's as much about him saving face before everybody else as anything else. That pride thing that's coming back in here again. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the fire exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, the other throwing them in couldn't even get close enough to do it without dying. And these guys are cast in because they were dedicated to God. And forth, of course, they were delivered by God. Verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto thee, O true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, see his countenance changed again. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of fire. Then the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. God's deliverance. Think about that. They were thrown in bound into a fire that slew the guys who were throwing them in, and they survived that. Then they end up loosed in the fire, and they come out of it, not even their clothing is touched by it, nor their hair singed. That's protection. That's deliverance. That's our God. Because they're willing to be different. They dared to take that stand. They were dedicated to Him. And God delivered them. And how many times do we shrink back from something far less threatening, far less dangerous? God wants us to take a stand. To be different for Him. And finally, their dedicated resulted in the glorifying of God. Verse 28. It started actually in verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. This image that he made was to be worshipped as a god with the music and everything else to go along. And he was demanding under penalty of death that everybody come and bow to this thing. But now from his own lips, you servants of the Most High God. Verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, notice this image, the fourth like the Son of God, to Nebuchadnezzar, it's an angel. We know it is Jesus Christ. Sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. He gets it. You were faithful to your God, and look what He's done for you. He gets it. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. God is glorified by the lips of this pagan emperor, because these three guys, as the song says, they wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, and they wouldn't burn. They were willing to stand. God needs some people to stand for him today. Will you do it? I forgot to turn it on, didn't I? Okay.